Hey, greetings, sisters. Sister Deb from don'tperish.com. Hey, I am so blessed to be able to sit on a bench in the shade, and I'm looking at this great big humongous willow tree. And it reminds me, when I was a child, one of the houses we lived in had willow trees outside. And if you know anything about them, they got like this long, skinny branch. It's flexible, that where if you rip the leaves off from it, it turns into like a whip. And they can hang all the way down to the ground if they're not clipped. A lot of people cut them so they could walk under them. But anyway, as children, we used to jump up real high, as high as we could, and grab a bunch of them and swing back and forth on them. And they're just a beautiful tree. So anyway, I was just kind of describing my view here, and the sky is blue, the clouds are floating by. I'm just taking a little break because I've been doing a lot of Titus II things. I had to dig everything out from underneath the bed. We have a lot of storage under our bed in the van, and kind of take some supplies out and rearrange it. And then I boiled some eggs and I washed some clothes in the river water. And that was just after we got here at the park this morning. I'm going to get to the best part of this here, and then I'm going to get on to what the audio is about. This morning when we got up, Brother James walked across the street to get some ice and a couple things from the gas station there. And he was able to help a man who had an issue with a battery in his truck. And so he came over and got our little battery box thing that you can jump a vehicle and it'll start it. So he had to help him a few different times on that because his truck was really giving him troubles. And he got to witness to him, and then somebody else who stopped by to help the man, he got to witness to him, and I think he's going to do an audio or write up something on that Pentecostal man that he ended up having to lovingly rebuke because he was defending heresy. And so the gospel was going out there. In the meantime, before we got to, right after that, as we were coming here to the park, we went into a thrift store and found a couple things, and as I was checking out, the woman asked me if I had one of those, what do you want to call those, a membership type thing where you earn points and then you can get money off on your purchase or something. I said, well, maybe I did years and years ago. You could try this phone number, and it was Brother James. And she said, no, that doesn't work. She said, would you like one? And she told me about it. I said, well, I suppose, why not, if it adds up over time. She said, yeah. So I gave her my phone number, and she said, why did you use two different numbers? And so I explained how we used to be from this state. We moved, and now we travel full-time to preach the gospel, and I gave her a gospel card. Up to that point, she was like talking. As soon as I gave her the gospel card, she's like, what is this? I said, well, it's gospel good news, how to find eternal life through Christ Jesus. I said, and my husband and I travel around to share the gospel with people, and she turned her back on me. And so I continued talking to her back because she asked me what it was, and I wanted to tell her. And so anyway, I explained about eternal life and how we must obey, and then I just kind of walked out while she was ignoring me, and I told that to Brother James, and anyway, the word went out, I was faithful, and she will do whatever she does with it. Kind of reminds me, a sister asked, you know, what do you do if somebody says they don't want a gospel card? And I started making notes on that. I'd like to do an audio with that, and I'd like to do one with Brother James on that, because he's really good at coming up with the different ideas in different situations. So anyway, when we got here, before I started doing all my Titus II works, we were flying all the gospel signs on the van, and this couple came up, a younger man and a woman, and oh, it wasn't before. I'd had the van torn apart right then. I had everything, and I couldn't even get out of the door of the van because I was cleaning everything out from underneath the bed and organizing it. And as soon as I saw him out there talking, I was like, oh, I got to hurry up. So I was putting things back in order just enough to where I could get out. And I got out there, and I don't know, we stood out there 10, 20 minutes or so, and I got to witness to her one-on-one for quite a while, and she was very receptive of it. She said she went to church and she saw some things. She wasn't necessarily fully biblical, and she needs some help, which I offered to her. But it was enough to chase her away from a man-made religion. And so I was like, that is awesome. And so we had a really nice talk on that. Praise God for that. So it was really busy all the way up to that point. And then I got all my Titus II stuff done. And now here I am making an audio for you, sisters. And what I thought I would do is I wanted to do an audio about fear not. I went in the scriptures and I just typed in fear not, and I wanted to read some scripture verses to encourage us sisters. You know, I know some of you are going through some troublesome times. Maybe you're new. Maybe there's some things you have to do to obey God that are going to cause some hardships in your life, and you're not sure about what will happen in the future. And I'm always encouraging sisters, you know, don't be looking too far ahead, because we don't even have tomorrow. We have today. So we don't want to be stressing out about all that. And we have to today, every single day, make sure that we're trusting the Lord. You know, He created everything. He created us. How can we not trust in Him? Well, our flesh does get in the way. Circumstances come up, and then we kind of get blinded by it all. And then fear sets in, and maybe we make decisions that wouldn't necessarily be the best decisions biblically, and we start looking for ways to protect and guard our flesh, and it's like a vicious cycle that we have to continue killing our flesh in. And the scriptures are so awesome to help give us strength. And so I went through and I picked a nice assortment of scriptures that I just wanted to read through. They'll speak for themselves and hopefully give us all strength, and we can rejoice in them all. Genesis 15:1. After these things, the word of the Lord came unto Abraham in a vision, saying, Fear not, Abraham, I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward. And as we go through these, I mean, I only picked a few of these out. Look at all the things that God has done in the Old Testament and the New Testament and in our lives that prove how mighty and awesome He is. Okay, Genesis 26:24. And the Lord appeared unto him the same night and said, I am the God of Abraham thy father. Fear not, for I am with thee, and will bless thee, and multiply thy seed for my servant Abraham's sake. So keep in mind, you know, these blessings and these promises are for the people who are truly His. So if you're truly His, we can take comfort and strength from all these. Exodus 14:13. And Moses said unto the people, Fear ye not, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord, which He will shew to you this day. For the Egyptians whom ye have seen today, ye shall see them again nevermore forever. Deuteronomy 1:21. Behold, the Lord thy God hath set thy land before thee. Go up and possess it, as the Lord God of thy fathers hath said unto thee. Fear not, neither be discouraged. Deuteronomy 3:22. Ye shall not fear them, for the Lord your God, He shall fight for you. I love that one. Well, I love them all, but sometimes some of them stand out a little bit more. Joshua 10:25. And Joshua said unto them, Fear not, nor be dismayed. Be strong and of good courage, for thus shall the Lord do to all your enemies against whom ye fight. 1 Chronicles 28:20. And David said to Solomon his son, Be strong and of good courage, and do it. Fear not, nor be dismayed. For the Lord God, even my God, will be with thee. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee, until thou hast finished all the work for the service of the house of the Lord. Amen. Psalm 27:3. Thou an host shall camp against me. My heart shall not fear. Though the war shall rise against me, in this will I be confident. Psalm 118:6. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do unto me? Right? What can man do unto us that God hasn't either allowed or, you know what I'm saying? God's watching over everything. He knows it or He allows it. Isaiah 35:4. Say unto them that are of a fearful heart, Be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance. Even God with a recompense, He will come and save you. Wow. Isaiah 41:13. For I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, Fear not, I will help thee. Matthew 10:25-26. It is enough for the disciple that he be as his master, and the servant as his Lord. If they have called his master of the house Beelzebub, how much more shall they call them of his household? Fear them not, therefore, for there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and hid that shall not be known. Matthew 10:28. And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear Him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Yeah, that's a big one right there. We're not supposed to fear anybody but God. Fear is a sin. And we know perfect love casts out fear. So if we have a perfect love for the Lord, He will cast out our fear. Matthew 10:29-31. Are not two sparrows sold for a farthing, and one of them shall not fall to the ground without your Father? But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear ye not, therefore, ye are of more value than many sparrows. Yeah, that's a good one for us not to be worrying about tomorrow. Luke 12:31-32. But rather seek ye the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Hebrews 13:6. So that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, I will not fear what man shall do unto me. I love that one. Just reading that one, I could read that over and over, and it really gives me strength. Makes you want to stand up taller and say, you know what? I got God on my side. Who am I supposed to fear? So anyway, I think I'm going to wrap it up with this last one here, 2 Timothy 1:7-9. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me his prisoner, but be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God, who hath saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. Praise God, what a blessed gift we have been given. And we can have his power and not fear anything if we truly trust in him and hold fast to him. All right, sisters, hopefully that encouraged you. Let's see what the rest of this day brings. And let us glorify and magnify the Lord together. All right, I love you all. Hold fast. May God be praised.